It's still not clear what, if any, role North Korea played in the sinking of a South Korean Navy ship. A mysterious explosion split the vessel in half last Friday, not far from the two Koreas' maritime border. What is clear is that 46 sailors went down with the ship, trapped inside. Yesterday, South Korea suspended rescue operations because of bad weather in the Yellow Sea. Dwali Saikautau visited Pingyang Island, the base of those operations, and sent this audio postcard.
On this afternoon, South Korean divers are gathered around rubber boats on the beach. It's bitterly cold, and the wind is uncompromising. Out at sea, it's even worse. During a press tour off the coast of the island, a South Korean Navy lieutenant yells out that divers are working in dangerous waters, so we will only observe rescue operations from a safe distance. Back on the island's main wharf, a deceptive tranquility prevails. This island, which is about the size of Bermuda, is less than 10 miles from North Korea's west coast. Half of the 10,000 people here are soldiers, and even the civilians, male and female, are trained to handle guns, just in case the North Koreans should attack. Fishermen must return to port by nightfall, lest they be mistaken for the enemy. But 22-year-old Kim Dong-jun plays down the danger.
When the weather is good, you can see North Korea's Hwanghae province from Paengnyeong Island. But that doesn't mean that we think about North Korea all the time. We live normally, like people everywhere else. It's not like we're afraid of North Korea or anything.
But these islanders are the first to suffer economic consequences whenever tensions rise between the two Koreas. Naval clashes in the Yellow Sea have disrupted fishing and discouraged tourists from making the four-hour boat ride from the mainland. Locals take turns bringing coffee and tea to soldiers involved in the rescue efforts. As Woo Pil-yo hands a cup to an officer, her thoughts turn to the missing South Korean sailors.
It's heart-rending. These young men were working hard to defend our island, only to meet with an unfortunate event like this. When you think of the parents, it really hits home. And because this happened at sea and not on land, they can't even see anything.
On a windy observation deck, on a cliff overlooking the sea, local B&B owner Park Ji-young says some tourists think islanders don't have any feelings.
It's not that we don't have feelings, but there's nothing that we can do about it. If the military cannot do anything, what can we do?
All we can do, she says, is to live our lives the best we can. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau on Pingyang Island, South Korea.